I'm sitting in one of my favourite places, which is a park near my workplace. There's lots of bird sounds around, only a couple of cars driving past, even though we're in the middle of the city. I like to come here because I like to see the sunlight. We don't have any windows in my office, so I do find that has an effect on my ability to experience time when I don't see the passage of the sun. I also think it affects my mood, so I try and take a visit like this to the park for my lunch break every day when I can. I have experienced some odd things with my reactions to places, and I think particularly these reactions are tied up to smell. It's not necessarily that a place smells good or bad, but I pick up odours and I feel an emotional reaction to them, which I assume has something to do with pheromones or hormones, possibly, that I'm picking up from other people's emotions in a particular place. Or possibly I'm picking up on a scent that I don't consciously realise, but my body associates, my memory associates with either a pleasant or an unpleasant experience. One experience like that was when I was about 7 years old, and I walked into a classmate's house for the first time. And I immediately experienced a sensation of danger, of fear, and I was very uncomfortable and made my excuses and left only after about an hour because I just couldn't stay in that area. I was quite an imaginative child, and so the term I came up with to describe it to my parents was as if there were gigantic grasshoppers hiding behind each wall, listening and watching me. I promise you I'm not actually a crazy person. I just really get into my metaphors and similes. At any rate, later on, I found out that there was some domestic abuse occurring in the house that I visited, and I did wonder at the time if I'd picked up on the emotions and the experiences the people who lived in that house had had. Whether you want to say that's hormones, pheromones, psychic residue, I don't know, but it's definitely been an experience that has repeated for me several times throughout my life. Another disconcerting experience I've had was when I went into a house that had no smell whatsoever. Absolutely nothing. It was sterile. The tiles were perfectly clean. It was like a show home. Again, it was a classmate's house. The fact that there was nothing out of place and almost no personal possessions, it really did look like I'd walked into a showroom, made me very uncomfortable. Were these people robots? This is interesting because I find I'm at my creative height when I'm in a space that's empty and without personality. I find if I'm in a room uncluttered with as little distraction as possible, I'm able to retreat into my inner world. When I went and saw a Nick Cave exhibition recently at the Western Australian Museum, I was blown away by photographs of his apartment in Germany that he stayed in at one point, filled with scrawled notes. His notebooks had notes written on top of the notes, bits of paper stuck to the tops of notebooks to tell him what they were, ideas scrawled on all kinds of stuff. Incredibly prolific. It was almost as if he was composting all his thoughts and ideas, and then out of them surfaced song lyrics and plans and visions.